There's MySpace.com and now MyDeathSpace.com. It's a public memorial online. NPR's Shia Levitt has more.
My Death Space founder, Mike Patterson, says he got the idea for the site after reading an article about the double murder of teenage sisters. He looked online, and both victims had MySpace pages. He decided to build a website that cataloged deceased MySpace members. Sitting at a San Francisco coffee shop, he opens up the webpage on his laptop.
The front page of the site is very basic. You know, welcome to MyDeathSpace.com. My Death Space is an archival site containing news articles, online obituaries, and other publicly available information.
You're greeted with a cartoon skull and some tombstones. There are two main options. Browse through photos of newly deceased MySpace members next to news articles describing their deaths and a link to their MySpace page, or visit the discussion forum where living members of the site write about the deaths cataloged here.
MySpace is so huge, and I knew a lot of these people were going to be dying, each and every day. I just wanted to put them together, I guess. I'm not really fascinated by death. I guess I get asked that a lot. Do you wear black lipstick and sleep in cemeteries at night? And no, not at all. It's just something I kind of fell into.
Patterson works full-time as a paralegal and has other volunteers help to run the site. One of the discussion moderators is Teresa Davis, an advertising art director in Dallas, Texas. Since childhood, she's had a strong interest in death. She explains her attraction to the site.
You know, it satisfies my curiosity and it gives me a more personal look into the lives of some people that have passed away. There are people that think My Death Space is strange and it just wouldn't be their thing. And they probably say, oh, that's weird. Why would you do that? And I say, well, I don't know. It's just fascinating for me.
Davis tells me about some of the deaths she's seen here. A girl who did a handstand on a roof and fell. A young man who was electrocuted as he attempted a zipline ride on a power cable. There are also many deaths from car accidents and also suicides. Among them, Michelle Crawford, a 29-year-old woman from Florida. Michelle's mom, Sue Anderson, says she was shocked when her son showed her the website.
You could click on her name and it showed a picture of her and said the number, you know, suicide number 63, method undetermined. That was kind of a blow.
Anderson says she's a private person and didn't want strangers knowing the details of how Michelle died. She wrote in and asked Patterson to remove her daughter's name from the site. But readers continued to write about Michelle long after the entry was gone, so Anderson began to join in, at first to correct misinformation and then gradually to tell others about who Michelle was. Her posts became more frequent, and she started uploading pictures. Sitting at her computer in Florida, she scrolls through some of these archived postings, including dozens of photos of her daughter.
This is her wedding pictures. That's her coming on up the aisle.
Anderson also met and exchanged messages with other parents and with teens who had considered suicide themselves. She posted about warning signs and related mental health issues. She says the process became therapeutic.
I had a member that messaged me that she would never, ever again think about taking her own life. And that was worth so much to me.
MyDeathSpace.com has cataloged more than 4,000 deaths and now has more than 14,000 members on its forum. Creator Mike Patterson and moderator Teresa Davis say they hope that seeing all the deaths from speeding, drunk driving, and other reckless behavior could encourage other teens to be more cautious about their own lives. Shia Levitt, NPR News.